There's a brilliant film now in theaters from Pedro Almodovar, who brought us Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. It's called, in English, Bad Education, and it takes cinema one giant step forward. If you like films like Memento, non-linear storytelling were the original timeline. Like Memento, the movie that was shot backwards, where non-linear takes this concept one step further. Not to be a spoiler, well, maybe just a little. In this movie, there's not only distortion in the timeline, because it's a movie about shooting a movie. It's also a movie about pre-production for a movie. So you see scenes the way they were written to be shot, the way they really happened, the way they might have happened. I mean, the way they might have happened if the script had been what the... Shit, this is just too confusing.
So just pick it up, and you're telling them too much.
Because it's a movie about shooting a movie, it's also a movie about pre-production of a movie, and sometimes things don't come out the way you were sure they would when you saw the start of the scene. This movie demands your brain, so it's not for the Bride of Chucky crowd, and if you don't like reading subtitles or no habla español, you're not going to like it. Or if you're squeamish about simulated gay sex, about on the level of Isu Mama Tambien. In fact, that has pissed a lot of people off. The Hays Commission... Shit, that should be the MPAA.
And it's not worth editing. Just do this thing. Let's get this turd up to open podcast.
The same censors who think simulated straight sex is okay for 13-year-olds gave this thing an NC-17, even though there's no nudity in it. As Roger Ebert, who loved it, said, "You see hands and heads moving, and it's up to you to figure out why." In fact, that's the great thing about this movie. It's up to you to figure out why. But that's just my opinion.